This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line now I have Mary Gagan from Durrisbuy. Good afternoon, Mary.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing grand. And thanks very much for taking the call. It's a while since we spoke.
It certainly is. It certainly is. It must be nearly a year now at this stage.
Yeah, it probably is, yeah. And we'll have to do it more often.
Oh, indeed we do. Indeed we do.
We're going to talk about the summer trips that are coming up, but will you just remind the listeners about Durrisbuy?
Yeah, well, Durrisbuy, believe it or not, is in existence now for 32 years, and we're based on Bunratty Drive in Coolock, and we provide a lone parents resource centre, an early year service. So what we do is we provide wraparound services for lone parents and their children and their extended families. So we're quite busy down there, to put it mildly. But I suppose one of the key things is we work with people across the lifespan, really, from children to young parents, teen parents. We have a teen parent support programme, then with older parents and actually even grandparents as well. So just across the lifespan there.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear you mentioning grandparents now, because grandparents are very much involved now with minding children, and single parent families, I'd imagine, rely greatly.
Oh, absolutely. And grandparents traditionally in Ireland have always had a big part to play in the lives of their grandchildren. But I mean, today, obviously, an awful lot of people who are working or whatever, the grandparents help in the minding of the children. And again, with our very hectic life schedules, too, grandparents are often the people the first port to call in relation to helping out with children. And I don't know if I said this to you before, but I probably did, John, that, you know, if you were working with teenagers, very often, if they're talking about supports in their life, they actually mention grandparents as one or two of the most important people in their life, because they're there to listen to them, they're non-judgmental, and they're delighted to be part of their life. So, again, they're really important.
Yeah, and I know when you're having children, you know, a young family, you're out working and you don't have always enough time to spend with your children. But I believe grandparents would have more time to spend with their grandchildren.
Absolutely. And they have their time and they're happy to spend it. So for all the parents out there, whether they're lone parents or in couples or whatever, I mean, grandparents are really important in the life of their children.
Yeah, now Durrisbuy, it's a great service, and as you said, you're just around the corner from us here. The last time we spoke, and I spoke to numerous organisations, and they're single parent families were, I think the last time we spoke, on the borderline of poverty. Anything changed? Has anything improved?
No, nothing has improved from the point of view of the statistics. Lone parents are still classified as the most disadvantaged group in our society, even before people with disabilities, say, for instance, and people with disabilities are less able people, they would be kind of the second category. They're more likely to be living in poverty. And again, for children, children growing up in lone parent families are again more likely to be living in poverty. So that really hasn't changed. And it's been a few additional complications then as well, John. Like since we spoke last year, issues around housing have increased. And again, the group that's most badly impacted from the point of view of housing issues, again, are lone parent families. So that's a big thing. Even in the past 12 months, that's been an issue.
It's terrible. It really is terrible. Things are bad enough for single parent families now. Well, not bad, but harder.
Yes.
What services are available around there? I don't mean what services. If people want to get involved with Durrisbuy, do you have to be a member, or is everybody welcome? Can you just walk in?
No, you can just walk in. We provide a drop-in service from Monday through Friday, from 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock, and actually on Friday it's at 4:30. People can actually just call in, and what we will do is we'll try to have somebody meet them, depending on how many people are calling at the same time. Usually people are met straight away, which is really, really important, because if a person is dropping in, they may be dropping in because an issue has arisen for them, they may be in crisis at the time, and obviously it's really important that you get to meet somebody as soon as possible. So that's one option. Another option is somebody can call up and look for information, and we're delighted to give them information. And generally speaking, what we do then is we arrange an appointment for the person to come in with us then, to visit us then at a later stage, at a time to suit them, because obviously we are a service that's there to support lone parents. So our aim is to support them in the at the times and in the ways that they actually need. So that's another way. We can be emailed. We have an email, info@durasqui.ie. And again, just send an email and we'll get back onto the people. Or again, recently we have people contacting us on behalf of somebody looking for information.
Yeah.
So again, it might be a partner, it might be a brother or sister, it might be a parent who's concerned, or especially, say, for instance, the case of a teen parent, it might be somebody, a friend or a family member that's contacting on behalf of a person who may be pregnant.
Yeah, and you have coffee mornings there when people can drop in. And
absolutely, and again, that's a really important service too. So on a Friday morning, between 10 and 12, we have a coffee morning service, which is a drop-in service. People call in, and it might be, for some people, it might be their first chance to engage in the services of Durris Quay. So it's free of charge, coffee morning. People just come in, they can float in, float out as they like, and we're delighted to be able to offer that service to people.
Yeah. And you run courses as well, different times of the year, different courses.
Yeah. We do. It's kind of like the academic term, like, you know, spring, summer and winter terms. And we run at least 12 extended courses per year. Three of them during the day, one of them at night, usually on a Wednesday night. And then we also run a series of workshops and seminars and special events for lone parents and their children throughout the year.
Right, it's a great service, and fair play to you. Now, we've got to just tell people about these summer trips.
Yes. So we have two main summer trips coming up for the whole family, and we also have one or two events for our teen parents, and I'll tell you about those two. So tomorrow morning we have a registration for lone parents for a trip to Dublin Zoo, which will take place on Thursday the 26th of July. And we'll head off in the morning at around about 10 o'clock and we'll return at about 4 o'clock on the day. So that's one of our trips away, a family trip. So that would be for a lone parent and their child or children, or it might be a grandparent that will come along with the children of the day. So that's our trip in July. And then we have a trip in August as well to a place called Imaginosity in Sandyford. And then that's taking a look at creativity and art and science. And again, that's on the 16th of August. And tomorrow we're going to have registration for that as well. I think we're heading off from the day at about 10:30 in the morning for that trip and coming back to Durris Quay at about 3 o'clock on the day.
Right.
And so we're doing those, so they'll be interesting.
Yes.
You know?
The real, and it's,
so,
it's advisable to register, yeah?
Oh, yes, absolutely, to register. Call in tomorrow would be really great because, again, we could have a large number of people wishing to go along on the day, and it will be first come, first served. And we'll obviously take people's names and their children's names, and we'll have a waiting list then as well in case people mightn't be able to attend. You know, so we'll get back onto people then if the places become available.
Right. So anyway, there's all information is available on durispui.ie.
All, and also on our Facebook as well. We have that information up on Facebook. And just one other thing, John, when I have you there, and it's something maybe we haven't really advertised before, like if you know teen parents in the area, or if there's a teen parent out there, or the parent of a teen parent listening today, we do run family days for teen parents in the area, and we're going to have a lovely family day based in Durris Quay itself on July the 21st, starting at 11 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And we're going to have a petting zoo there, and all of the teen parents and their children will be there, and their grandparents and partners, or whoever wants to come along on the day. So that'll be really nice. So it's Woolly Ward's farm. There'll be chickens, guinea pigs, ducks, lambs, goats and a pony. We'll be there. Plus loads of food and fun.
sounds great.
It sounds cool, doesn't it, John?
Yeah,
it you
does.
Might come down yourself.
I might
that.
Do, yeah. Well, Well, listen, Mary.
And then we're doing...
Sorry,
John. It's just kind of hard to hear you. I'm actually on Jervis Street moment. You might hear the people out in the sun having fun there. But I just wanted to say to you, give you our contact number, if that's okay.
Yeah.
And it's 8484811. And I gave you the email before, but I'll give it again in case somebody wants to contact us. And that's info@durisbui.ie.
Right.
And John, hopefully you have a lovely summer.
And you too. You too, Mary.
And we'll talk soon. We won't leave it as long again.
We will, yeah. I'll drop around to you and we'll make arrangements. And
that'd be lovely.
Okay, Mary, listen, thank you very much for taking your call. Thank you.
Bye-bye, John. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.